He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then.
Well, sometimes we do.
Love without an amen.
Sometimes we do. We should, that's for sure. Welcome, Arizona, to Rosie on the House. It is the Big Daddy-O Father's Day special event here today. We're taking your questions, your calls, your anxieties, your worries, anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin at the one toll-free number of 1-888-767-4348. What is your hand up
for? So for years you have said if you want to own a home, this is your happy place.
This is your happy place. Happy Hacienda.
Being Father's Day, are we going to say now, if you are a father or want to be a father?
Yeah, sure. Father wannabe. But you can only be a father wannabe if you're going to man up. You're going to be there for them and for your bride, and you're going to teach them how to hammer and saw and scrape floor covering off concrete and dig holes, big holes, deep holes.
And pressure wash.
And pressure wash. That's
use right. Jigsaws on the lawn.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, somebody busted our chops for that, huh?
Chop saws on the patio.
Oh, yeah, man.
They didn't like that picture in the newsletter.
I want to get the show started again by inviting y'all to call. Any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. But I want to prime the show here just a little bit. We have a barbecue show coming up here in a couple weeks, and I'd like to know, maybe your dad has a favorite barbecue recipe he'd like to share. I'm particularly interested in any of you. I want to do a poll. I want to do a survey. Any of you that have this barbecue thing called a green egg?
Can I hold my hand up?
You got one?
I got one.
You got one?
I got
okay.
one. I got one. And
all right. We're gonna ask you a little bit later about things you do with your green egg.
All right,
but if you've got a green egg and you're out there and you're a listener, let's hear from you. I want to know how are you using it? Because it's a multi-purpose like thing, right?
Oh, it's absolutely. I mean, there's nothing that you can't do on these darn things.
Okay.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So just, I'm ready for you. Bring it on.
All right. Well, I'm going to start the show actually with some tips for preparing for summer living. These come from a newsletter from my good friend Tom Riley, remodeler or architect in Prescott. The name of his company is Renovations. For those of you that are listening to the show, I want to remind you, we've got a website. I can't believe how many people we meet. We were just at someone's house the other day. They knew about us because of the newspaper article, but they didn't know about us in the website.
For the website, yeah.
And we were there at their house trying to solve problems of all these crooked contractors that have been doing work at their house. And I said, well, you got to know all about it.
And they wasted tens of thousands of dollars, and all I had to do was go to rosianahouse.com and pick one of our AC guys.
Oh, man, we'll get them taken care of. Did you call Todd?
I did.
You did?
I did, yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember if that was my follow-up or your follow-up.
Got him covered.
Okay, good. But these tips come from Tom Riley of Renovations up in Prescott, preparing for summer. You know, one of the things he talks about is the first step, let's just walk around the house, okay? Take a pad of paper. Or I guess your tablet. I'm a pad of paper kind of guy.
Or blue tape.
I'm a pad or blue tape. Take a walk around and just spend some time observing. Is there paint, lumber, stucco that needs some attention, some caulking, some scraping, some painting? Take a look at it and note it. Let's start by taking a look at what needs to be done, and then we can sit down over a cup of coffee the next morning and just kind of prioritize it. Okay, the peeling, splitting wood probably ought to be addressed first. The cracks in the stucco, we can address those with some sanded caulk a little bit later. That can wait a little bit while. But walk around the house. Sunscreens that may need to be replaced, let's get those taken care of. There's nothing you can do to cut your cooling bill more than shading your outside windows. So there's a tip from Tom Riley of Renovations to walk around the house and make a list. And we'll prioritize it and we'll attack it one task at a time.
Well, you can also prioritize, but you can put your shopping list together of material you're going to need so that when you go to the store, your local homegrown hardware store, you know what you're going to get so that when you tackle these projects, you got everything laid out in front of you so you don't say, dang it, I wish I'd got that. Nope, you got a shopping list, you get what you need.
And the great thing about putting a list down is you can give us a ring and say, hey, these are the things I've got to get done. What are the tricks of the trade? What are the tips? What are the brand names that you like? What tools are the best to use for this and that?
Or this is more than I want to tackle, who should I call?
Or if you're in the middle of tackling it and you realize this is more than I should have.
Uh-oh.
We can help you with that as well. Okay, I've got to come clean. I got to rewind to last week. I have this associate who is a Texas A&M Aggie guy. I ran into him after the show last week. Yeah. And he says, Rosie, that was the worst explanation of air conditioning I've ever heard in my life. Todd Russo was here, and we were trying to do a simple explanation on how simple air conditioning really is. And this Aggie insisted, after the simple explanation, he knew less about air conditioning than he did before.
See, that's how you really know he is a true Texas Aggie.
None of it sunk in.
Well, he's married to a LSU Tiger sweetheart.
And she probably understood.
She understood. Now, listen, y'all. Here is, as I've rehearsed this all week to try and make it understandable for my Aggie friend, okay? The way air conditioning works is it takes inert gas. I'm just going to call it Freon, okay? Because that's what it's been for years, okay? When we take that gas and we put it to the compressor, which is the most expensive component of your air conditioning unit, you all know, you all dread when the air conditioning goes out, you all dread, it's the compressor, because that's going to be no less than $1,000 to get it replaced, okay? But the compressor takes this gas and squishes it up, compresses it, okay? And then it sends it down a tube, and as it's sending it down the tube, it becomes uncompressed. I can't make it.
Decompresses.
I can't make it any simpler than that, can I?
I don't think so.
Now, as this gas decompresses, mm-hmm. uncompresses, it expands. Mm-hmm. As it expands, it becomes very, very cold. It's inside, let's say, a copper line that's attached to a whole bunch of fins.
Just like the radiator in your car.
Looks just like the radiator in front of your car.
Yep.
Turns all those metal parts really, really cold. And then a fan turns on and sucks air across the really, really cold fins.
And blows it into your house through the return air vents.
Can it get any simpler than that?
And then it goes back through that whole cycle again?
We put that Freon in a loop. As when it gets all fully expanded, it's not cooling anymore. So we have to loop it back to the compressor, squish it up and compress it again.
And as that goes through that radiator, it captures all of the heat that's in your home, and it takes it back. And that unit that's on the outside of your house sitting on the ground is like another radiator. Yeah. It takes all of the heat out of that. That's why you can't plant foliage around it, because that unit's got to breathe. And it just goes round and round. Roman, there we go. Aggies are scored away now.
There's Aggie Simple.
That's right.
Aggie Simple right there. Hey, Romy, before we go to callers, we had City of Phoenix trash engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And
Why did you grimace?
He was on the air about a month ago. And I said, let's take some listeners and go tour the trash yard.
You did.
Because it's now trash yards are marvels of engineering now.
Tourist attractions.
We've had trouble scheduling that with our travel schedules all May and his travel schedules, but we actually have the trash tour coming up.
Well, and I winced because I'm having computer trouble and I can't get to my work email that has the date in it.
Well, let's go to callers and we'll solve that problem in the first break.
And the reason we bring that back up is Rosie said, well, we'll take the first 25 people that call or email or whatever. And we ended up with 35 or 40 people.
Yeah.
Well, the date's set and only like three of them have responded back.
Yeah.
And it's coming up. It's next week, I think.
Okay. Well, we'll get the invite back out there over there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to callers. They're loading up.
While you're on your air conditioning mindset.
Simple air conditioning.
Technician, Cap. Yes. Let's see if you can apply that to Phyllis's question in Sun Lakes. Welcome to the program, Phyllis.
Thank you. Yeah, my question is, usually there's water running. My air conditioner is on the roof. And so usually the water runs down the drain pipe, and this year I haven't had any water run down. So I called my air conditioner people, and the girl that answered the phone, of course, didn't know it, but she asked someone in the office, And they said, oh, it's because we don't have any humidity. Well, we never have any humidity, and my air conditioner has put out water. Is that something I should be looking into?
You're going, as we move closer and closer to the monsoon season, as the clouds build up a little bit more and as the humidity steps up from 18, 20, 22% to 30, 35, 40% and higher, you're going to see plenty water running out of that. We would want, it's a roof mount, so even if it's plugged up, it's not going to cause a problem. Attic mounts are the only ones that can cause a severe problem. I think you're going to see water dripping out of that thing. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you if you went and looked real close, you'd see a little drips, because mine has just started dripping in the last week.
Oh, so yours hasn't dripped either. Well, I was a little worried. I had it checked in April, and they said nothing.
Good.
So, okay, that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
That's all right, I'll worry about something else.
And that's my
there
girl.
You go. There that's you go. Idea. And when you decide you've worried enough, just give us a call, and we'll solve that one, too.
That's so. Right.
All right, from air conditioning to odor, Rhonda in Glendale's got something that she just can't identify.
Oh, boy. These are hard.
Creeping odor in the house. Rhonda, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Okay, so my husband and I bought a house not quite 2 years ago, complete remodel. Home is over 35 years old. And over the last not quite 2 years, we smell what we believe are sewer smells coming from the laundry room, coming from the master bath. It's not all the time, except the master bath is now becoming more constant. In the past, we have had a plumber come out twice, and basically they say we can't smell anything, and that's it.
I'll bet you we can solve this for you, but it's going to take a little bit of time for me to talk you through all the options. We're going to go on a quick break right here, and when we get back, we're going to talk odors.